Femosquitoes and a Day Without a Woman. I was hoping to ignore yesterday's political protest called A Day Without a Woman, which coincided with International Women's Day. I hope to ignore it because the women involved are so annoying. But as when an annoying, blood-sucking, disease-spreading mosquito lands on me, I feel an insuperable desire to slap them. I mean, metaphorically, of course, with my virtual pen. I would never actually slap a femosquito. Here's the goal of a Day Without a Woman Day, and I quote, "The goal is to highlight the economic power and significance that women have in the U.S. and global economies, while calling attention to the economic injustices women and gender nonconforming people continue to face. We must have the power to control our bodies and be free from gender norms, expectations, and stereotypes. We must free ourselves and our society from the constant awarding of power, agency, and resources disproportionately to masculinity, to the exclusion of others. We must end the hiring discrimination that women, particularly mothers, women of color, women with disabilities, indigenous women, lesbian, queer, and trans women still face each day in our nation." End quote. Yes, nothing says women's power quite like allowing masquerading men into our restrooms, locker rooms, showers, shelters, and semi-private hospital rooms. What do femosquitoes mean when they claim that power, agency, and resources are awarded disproportionately to masculinity to the exclusion of others? How did they arrive at that conclusion? What does that even mean? What is their evidence for the claim that agency is disproportionately awarded to masculinity? Are butch lesbians awarded greater power, agency, and resources than femme lesbians? Do they mean that such an allocation of power, agency, and resources is unjust? If so, how do they measure that? I say, let's have a Day Without a Man Day and see how society fares. Let's see what happens to femosquitoes when all police men, fire men, National Guards men, and all masculine soldiers, teachers, attorneys, judges, construction workers, plumbers, electricians, accountants, engineers, doctors, mechanics, miners, power line and cable workers, computer programmers, drywall installers, paramedics, and pilots stay home, put their feet up, and have a beer or a bonbon. I don't want to be gustatorially sexist. Ah, that was cathartic and empowering. I just wish the 30 million girls whose deaths via abortions femosquitoes support could feel empowered, but it's so darn hard to feel empowered when you're dead.